We are learning Mesechtes Ksubos, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shloisha Sheyoshvu Lekayim Es Hashtar. You have three people who sat down to Kim Shtaros, neither Bezdin to Kim Shtaros. They sat down and did Kim Shtaros. They heard the two Edim saying that these signatures are correct, and they're about to sign the Hempik, that's the way to make the Kim Shtar. V'kar Ira Alachas Mehem. There became like a rumor on one of the Dayanim. One of the three Dayanim was a rumor on one of them. So actually, Chosmu, if they didn't sign yet, the Dayanim, the three Dayanim didn't sign the Hempik yet, so them Eden Olav. So then the other Dayanim could say Edus on this Dayan that he's not, you know, the rumor is not true, that he's Koshul Edus. But, and V'chosmu, they could sign. Mishach Chosmu, once the three sign, and then there's a rumor about one of the Dayanim, the other two dayanim cannot say edus on their fellow dayan, on their colleague. They can't say edus. Why not? So Rashi explains. The bottom Rashi havlu noyigim beedus shegnai lahem sheyoshu sham impossible din. They're negev edus. They don't want their colleague to be. They sat together with ganev. So therefore, they don't. The edus is not trusted with the edus. That's the halacha. That they have to say the edus on their colleague before they sign. So Gemara asks, irudemai. What type of irudemai? What type of rumor? What was spread about the dayan? If the era was that he was a gazlin, treininu. So then, anyway, it doesn't help if you say edus on it. Let's say two edim say that this Ruvain, who's a dayan, is a gazlin, and another two edim say that he's not a gazlin. The halacha is he still can't be kosher for a dayan, because the halacha is when you have trey, even though there's a chazaka midirabbanon and still a suffik, and he's not neman to be a kosher aid, so it's trey. So that can't be the case, because then two Eidim wouldn't help. If it's an error that he's not a Meyuchas, he's an Eved maybe, and an Eved's possible Eidus, like Rashi says, if that was the error, Gil Mils Valmahu, then even these two Eidim, even if they aren't a Geb Eid, they're still believed. Because it's a Gil Mils Valmahu, what does that mean? So there's too much Shmoyis in Rashi. Either Pshat is because it's something that's Osed Lehigalois, that means, there you can say Edus that he's not an Eved, because you'll find out if he's Eved or not. You'll figure it out. That's number one. And number two is that it's also not really an Edus, only a Gila Milsa, and therefore it could be even a Degeya for Edus, Kusadus. Like upon him, he's saying if it's Gazonis, the trade doesn't work. If it's Ira the Gamish Bacha, it's a Gila Milsa, Mish Vinemon. So Gemara says, on top of Amid Loilam, Emeloch, Ira the Gazonusa Kama. It was Taka, a rumor that he's a Gazlin. The Ka'amri, and these two Edom are saying, Hani Yadina Bey the Ova B'Tshuva. The Edom are saying that we know he did Tshuva. That's what we're talking about. We know he did Tshuva, and therefore, there's not a Trey. Trey means one, two saying he stole money, and the other two saying he didn't steal money. That's what Trey means. Here, the other two are saying he did steal, you're right, but he did Tshuva, he gave back the money. And therefore, he's a Kosher Eid. So therefore, that's not called a trey, and therefore they are believed. But here, that they gave edus because they already signed the Anashtar, they're not neman. So the Gemara writes, "Om Rav Zera, the following thing, Ham Milsa, the following halacha, Rav Abba Shemili, I heard from Rav Abba, we love Rav Abba de Menakoy Shukhasa. If not for Rav Abba from Akoy, I would have forgot this halacha. What's this halacha? Gimel Shiyoshu L'Kayim Mitzvah. Three people sat down to Kim Shtar as a Bezdin." Umeis Echvam, one of the Dayanim died. So now, really, since they got the Kiyam in front of the Bezdin, that's enough. And all you need is two Edim to sign that there was a Bezdin here. So you really don't need the third guy, the third fellow. But he died. We don't really need him. What's the problem? People are going to think only two people signed that only two people did the Kiyam Shtaris. You need a Bezdin for Kiyam Shtaris. So what do you do? So Gimel Shiyosh Lekayim Shtar, Umeis Echvam, Tzrichel Michtav, you write on this Hempik, the Moisev Klosa Havino, we were here as a Bezdin of three, the Chadle Sohi, and one of us is not here anymore. But we did a Kiyam, so we did a Kiyam in front of a Bezdin. So you write down in the Shtar, even though it's only two signatures, that we did a Kiyam Bezdin with a Bezdin. We did a Kiyam Shtaris with a Bezdin. Of Nachma Yitzchak, because of Bei Shtara Denan, Nafik Lekadmano Beidina, if you don't have to write the Moisev Klosa. If you just write, they came to front of us in a Bezdin, Shulay Tzaruch, you don't have to write Moisev Klosa, because you said a Bezdin. Bezdin means three. Pray to Gemara, why would that help? Doing Bezdin Chatzifu, maybe it's a Bezdin Chatzifu. What's a Bezdin Chatzifu? Because Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Shnaim Shadonu Dineyam Din. Two people that said that Dan a Din Taira, if they did it, two people did it, it works. Else Nikr Bezdin Chatzifu, Kula Bezdin Chatzifu. So we're asking that we said you have to write Moisev Klosa if one of them dies. So he said no. If you write Bezdin's enough, right? The Gemara Bezdin might mean Bezdin of Shmuel, who's that two people did din is enough. So that's not enough to write Bezdin, because Bezdin might be two. And for the Gemara, Beidina de Ravana Ashi. He wrote the Bezdin or Ravana Ashi. Rashi explains that Rav Ashi was a Rosh Hashiva of the whole entire region in those days. And therefore, if you wrote his Bezdin, we knew they did it correctly. Right, the Gemara of Dun Rabbanan be Rav Ashi Gishmuel Svili. Maybe the Rabbanan of Ashi hold like Shmuel. And the problem is, if they did a Bezdin of Shmuel, we don't pass like Shmuel, so it's not a good Bezdin, so it's not good. So Gemara says, Ravana Ashi told us to do this. So if Rav Ashi himself told to do this, he definitely not tell us like Shmuel, he definitely tell us a Bezdin, and therefore, that would be a riot to Bezdin. So bottom line is, there's two ways to certify that it was a Bezdin, either writing Moshe Plasa, or by writing that we did it with a Bezdin under the command of Rav Ashi, and then we know it was three people who did the Bezdin. Zokta Mishnah Vayta. Ha'isha Sha'amra. We're going to continue now with Pesh Asaf. You remember in this parak, the first Mishnah talked about Pesh Asaf, a guy had a property, and he said, I bought it from your father, but it's your father's, but I bought it from him. That was the first case of Pesh Asaf. And we had another case of Pesh Asaf with Edim. Edim said it's our signature, but we are Nusim. And now we're up to the third type of Pesh Asaf. We're talking about Aisha walks in, we don't know anything about her. And she says, Aisha Sha'amra Aisha Isha Yisi, says, I was Aisha Sish, the Grushani, but I got divorced. Ne'emanes, she's Ne'eman. She's the one who told everyone she's Eish Sish. And now she's telling everyone she's a Grusha, so it's Pesh Asa Pesh Ita. If there's Eidim that she's a Eish Sish, via Meres Grushani, and she says I'm a Grusha, and Ne'eman, she's not Ne'eman. She can't be Ne'eman, and she has no get to show fit. She's only Ne'eman if she's the one who told us that she's Eish Sish. But if there's Eidim, then she's not Ne'eman. Omron is spacey, another halacha. The halacha is that a shavuya is asuta koyin. Why? Because we assume that since she was captured, the goyim were ba'aleha, and therefore she's pasul. So here also, she walks in, no one knows about that she was captured, she's in the space, she was captured, but I'm tar. The halacha is ne'mena, shepesh asu pashita, because again, she's the one who told us about it, therefore, she's ne'mena. If there's Edim that she was captured and she says to Tahirani, then it's not Nemenes. Why? Because they don't have Pesha Asa. And the Mishnah ends up with the last halacha. If she had this Pesha Asa, she got married, and then Edim came that says that she's a Ishish, or Edim that says she's a Shvua, Harez Loisaitse. So then, Loisaitse. So I touched it going back on both cases of the Mishnah, and we'll talk about it. It means like this. The Mishnah says clearly that if Edom comes and says she's a she's not believed to say Grusha. Or if Edom says she's in spaces, she can't marry a Kayin. But if no Edom, she's allowed to marry. What happens if she marries because she had a Migu? She married because she's believed she's a Grusha. And then Edom comes and says she's a shish. So now I'm afraid. There's no Pasha also. So is it Seitzeh or Loi Seitzeh? It says Loi Seitzeh. We'll see. It might be going on both cases, only one case of the space and Shish. We'll see in the Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel about that.
It doesn't make difference when the second period came.
It does. If they came before they matter to get married, then she definitely can get married. If the Edom came before she had the right. But afterwards, yeah.
The Rambam said when they gay between her and her God, let's say they said it before that she's in the shbet, that she was captured.
Right.
And if she says first, and then they come after the bite,
doesn't help. Only if she gets married, or she has a heter to marry. Right. Or she has a heter to get married. Maybe we'll talk about it also. There's a certified heter also. It's different. Terul and Asi also. Maybe then also, let's say. So we'll see in the Gemara and Afchav Gimel about that. So first, the Gemara is going to talk about the Pesha Asa. Omar Ravasi. Menayin la Pesha Asa hua Pesha Ita. Menah Taira. What's the Makar from the Taira? That Pesha Asa hua Pesha Ita. Shenemar. It says in the Pasuk. This Pasuk is actually about the parish of Moitzi Shemra. That the husband comes and says that, you know, your daughter was Mazana. And he says, it's not true. And he says, it's Biti, Oma Avi Anar, Anar al Zakanim. The Avi Anar says to the Zakanim, it's Biti Nasati Lashazah, I gave my daughter to this person, Le'isha Vayisda, and he hated her. So the Pasuk says like this, it's Biti Nasati Lashazah, Le'isha. So we darsh in like this, Le'ish, when he says it's Biti Nasati Le'ish, he Osra, he asked her, because now he said he married off his daughter, so his daughter is Aishish. Then he says, Hazeh, he says, which one? Hetira. So how does that work? It works with the Pesha Asa, that he's the one who told us that she married someone, so she's an Ish Ish. And then he's the one who says, Hazeh, which means only this Ish and no other Ish, and therefore he was mad to her. That's the Darshing Hazeh. So, Freyta Gemara Kasha, why need a Pasuk for this, that you need a Pesha, why need a Pasuk for Pesha Asa? Lomli Kra, Svaru, it's a Pasuk to Svaru. Who Asra? Svari, who asra, who shari lo? It's Pesha asra, the Pesha svari. We need a pasuk for that. Obviously, it's the same person. He said it's asra, and he's saying it's muta. So if you believe him here, you believe him there. Like, well, Pesha asra, the Pesha svara. It's the only a pasuk for that. So what's a pasuk for? Alakia tzakra, lakrav, hu namarav. What's the makar that he has an amanus to ask his daughter? That this is the makar that a father can ask his daughter. And Tosfos points out that what's the chiddush? It's biyadai. It's pashut also a svara. It's pashut to ask his daughter. He's biyadai makabel kedushin for his daughter. So of course it's pashut to ask. As Tosfos Yeshanim in the bottom asks his kasha, and Tosfos answers Tosfos tema. Maitzar akra tepli neman hal biyadai kasha. Tosfos answers that here's not biyada, because maybe he won't find a person to mekadesh her. So therefore, he's telling someone else, because even though he wants to marry his daughter, he needs someone else, therefore it's not really biyada. That's how he points out. Therefore, you need a pasuk to say that it's an amanus. So this is an amanus. There was actually a story one time, this is a real story, that there was a guy who the custody battle between the kids. So the father said, I was mekabel kedushin for my daughter. I'm not telling you who, unless you give me this and this. It's a real story, it really happened. And because you see, there's an amanus. The Ramon is to say, speaking of the Lish. Zogdamar Vaita, what has Zeh for? Until now we're saying that it's going to Peshaw's position. What do we do Hazeh? Lomeli. And by the way, Tanar Rav Yainer. Tanar Rav Yainer, it's beating a Satel Ish Hazeh. Hazeh, Veloy Liyavam. The Pasuk says, Hazeh, tell you like this, that the only one who has the parasha of Moitzi Shemra is the husband, but not a Yavam. For example, let's say Reuven's married to this woman and Reuven dies. Now Shimon is the Yavam. Shimon claims that Reuven's wife was Mazana, and Maisa wasn't true. Shimon is not Chayev a Knas, because there's no din Maiti Shemra on the Yavam, only on the first Baal. That's a Bizi Sadlish Hazeh, Hazeh Velo Yavam. The only one who has a din of Maiti Shemra is only the husband and not the Yavam, not the brother in law. Even if she falls to Yavam to Yavam to him, he does not have a din of Maiti Shemra. The next sugya is the sugya of a masla, which is brought down lahalacha in Hilchas Nida. Tanar Rabbanim. Ha'isha sh'amra eishish ish ani. Ha'isha says, I am eishish ish. V'chaz v'arba pnuyani, he says, you know what, I'm joking. I'm really a pnuya. Ne'emenes. She is neman. And she's neman that she's a pnuya taka. V'reik di marva, shavin l'nafsha chadicha di asura. What do you mean? She already said she's an eshish. How does she believe that I say panuya? She already said she's an eshish. She didn't say she's a get. She says a panuya. How could you do that? Amarava barabhuna gunchinosna masla devraha. She gave an excuse for her words. Joking is not an excuse. You have to give a real excuse. And the Gemara give an example of excuse momentarily. Taina vihaki. Amra eshish ani. She says I'm an eshish. Vechaz v'amra panuyanim. She says, you know what? I'm really single. Ain't in a menace. Not neman. V'im nosna masla devraha. She gives an excuse for her words. Nemenace. Explanation. The master means like a lashon mashal. It means more like explanation or excuse. Then she's in a menace. Or ma'aseh. What means a ma'aseh? Exactly what a master means. So ma'aseh na'am be isha achas gedoyla. There's a certain isha, a very big miyuchesas from rich family. She's a gedoyla b'noy. She's also big in noy. V'kavtzu aleha b'nei adam. Lekacha. Everyone wanted to marry her. She had money. She had beauty. Everything. V'amro lehem. She told everyone who came to her mekudeshes. She said, I'm ready. Too late. I'm ready. Taken. All of a sudden, a few months later, or a few years later, it's big chasana, she's getting married. Well, like, what's going on? You said you were married. I wasn't married now. In the beginning, people who were not good people came to marry me. Now that a chosh people came to be amarti v'kashas, I have a kash myself. Vizu halacha heller Rav Acha sarabira pnei chom v'usha. This halacha, Rav Acha, the sarabira said the pnei chom v'usha. Amrum nosto amasla of rada menas. That if you give a masla for your words, then you are nemam. Because here she's explaining what's pshat. She says, you know why it's mekadeshes? Because the people, not proper people, not good people, were running after me. But now that I found a proper chasam, so then I said takam I can be mekadeshes. So if you have a good excuse for your words, then the halacha is you are Neman. And then it's not called Shavinafsha because you're explaining what you meant when you said Mekadeshes. But if you say, I'm just joking, that Avada shall be Asa as an Eshish. She'll need a get from whoever because she already asked herself for the Eshish.